Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Clarcy Podcast. I am Elena, and I am excited to have our last conversation of 2021. Oh, it's a little bittersweet. Now that it's almost over, what has this year been like for you? If it's anything like my year, it has been everything. So, every conversation that we have had here, the focus has been to see ourselves, others, and God clearer. And I hope that every episode has helped you in some way to see all of these areas a little bit clearer. So whether you are watching on YouTube or listening on a podcast platform, be sure to subscribe. And if you don't mind, please leave me a review. I want for you to be here for every conversation we have, and I want to know, what do you think? As always, you can visit clarcyblog.com to read this blog post if you're a reader like me and get all of the Clarcy content. In my opinion, there's a lot of great stuff there, so please check it out and enjoy. All right, let's get into it. So for many of us, the end of the year is a bit of an assessment period. We look back on the year and we judge how we spent our time and our energy. Some of us judge the results against others or past years or our to-do list that we have in our head. But this year, I wanted to do things a little differently. I don't want to focus on the results. I want to focus on the root. It's time for a vision test. So here's a clarity point. The point of this vision test is to diagnose where we may be blind and where we honestly may have blinded ourselves. And please note that I said our. This is not from me to you. This is from God to us. So please note that anything that cuts you cuts me too. You know, so many of us look at our lives and we decide what we want to change. We have these grand dreams and vision boards about the life we want to live and create all of these plans to do life differently next year. But I'm not asking you to do any of that. Think about this. What if all of your plans, your goals, your resolutions, and your to-do lists, what if all of them are a waste of time? What if it's all just busy work? See, we adjust so many things that have nothing to do with the root of the issue. What is the real reason you're in the place you're in? And are you ready to address that? We all want to look forward, but some of us, many of us, we need to look back. Neither success nor stagnation happens overnight. For all of us, there were a series of events and conscious choices that produced unconscious habits. And sometimes working more, planning more, committing to more isn't the solution. You know, you can't force yourself to be productive if you haven't faced the root of your inefficiency. You can't hustle your way into healing. You've got to be delivered. We've all got to be delivered. It's necessary. You know, last year, my vision test had a long list of questions, but as far as I'm concerned, there are only two questions that matter. One, how is your life ordered? And two, what are you willing to do to change your life? You know, addressing the answers to these two questions will change your life. But for some of us, the answers can be deceiving, and it may take some digging to uncover the real answer that we're truly living out. So first, we've got to determine the order. You know, sometimes it can be tough to tell what truly has the top spot in our lives. But I have learned that where you go for answers can show you how your life is ordered. More than anything else, what the human heart craves is answers to the problems that we face in life, past food, past love or money or rest. It's answers that are essential. We want to know the plan. We want to know the future. We want to know how to get what we want. We crave knowing why. And it's no mistake that the tree surrounding knowledge was the one that tripped Adam and Eve up. As humans, we like to know. But where that desire to know takes us can lead us to fill our lives with all of these things that can't fully give us the answers we so desperately want. We hoard, but still aren't satisfied. So, are you a hoarder? Have you contaminated your life with so many things trying to get close to answers? Because you never learn to get close to God. Now, I'm not coming for you, but I want you to take a moment to think. What do you do to try to find answers? Now, let's go deeper. Would you need horoscopes or astrology if you feel like God would answer you? Would you talk to your ancestors if you felt like God would respond? Would you hustle and chase money if you felt like God would provide? Would you need to meditate if you felt like God could give you peace of mind? Would you seek medical advice and treatment as your only option if you knew God would heal you? You know, all of these things are not necessarily bad in their own right, but they are detrimental when they become your go-to move. Think, even if I didn't mention something that really hit home for you, think, what do you go to and why? And do you even consider going to God about it, or do you replace him with something else? Here's the main question. Is God enough by himself? No add-ons, no substitutions for every answer, for every need, for every desire. Is he enough? Y'all, how we answer that question is the root of every success or failure we'll ever have. The way we live out that answer, it can shift us to success or stagnation, because when he's not enough, we try to find a replacement, but there is no real substitution. And whether we want to face it or not, our lives will show us that truth. So, first of all, to be clear, Elena is not saying that Christianity is the solution to your problems. You will never actually ever hear me say that. But I will say that God is. Jesus Christ is. And living a life that honors him is the key to everything. God is always the best option. And that's not out of some brainwashed obligation, but because of the facts. God is the only source for answers in my life that has 100% success rate. Everything else isn't fail-proof. Many of us don't believe this because we learned how to follow people and not follow God. We may have learned what our pastor said, but we didn't learn God, and it shows. Now, I'm not asking you to fit your relationship inside the confines of religion. No, I'm asking you to fit your life around a real relationship, because a real relationship with God brings real results. You know, God isn't meant to be boring. The conversation isn't meant to be one-sided. And the relationship, it's not designed to be abusive, where you give everything and are left broke and broken. No, that's not how this is meant to go. You know, I have had the privilege of being taught about God by some wonderful people, but at their best, each of them could only teach me about the God that they knew. Their perception was colored by their experiences and their understanding that they had was all that they could offer me. I'm not sure how God was presented to you, if the answers that you were given about God even made any sense, and if he even seemed like someone you wanted to get to know. So with no scare tactics and no obligation or empty promises or pressure, I'm here to tell you with certainty that a real relationship is the right move. Not just for me, but for you and for every person on this planet. Why? Because you need an answer that's not a guess, and you need a solution that's not a quick fix. Many of us may have been taught by people who had a limited view of God. They may have given us the peace that they had and that made sense to them, but it's on us to fill in the rest of the puzzle. So here is my advice to you. Find someone whose life proves that they know God in the way that you would like to, and learn from them. But never stop desiring to have a real one-on-one relationship with God. Take what they teach you and follow them as they follow God. But let them only inspire you to have what they have, and never allow anyone to become a middleman. You seek to know God for yourself, and that makes all of the difference. Okay. Moving on to the next step of this vision test. We've got to identify the source of our vision. Question: are you tired of creating vision boards that never really line up with the reality of your life? I am. Last year, I thought I had compiled the perfect vision of the life that I wanted. Oh, it had everything. It had travel. It had love. It had money. It had it all. But looking back, I see that that vision was nearsighted at best. I knew what I wanted, but not what I needed. And this is true for all of us. In life, it only gives us what we need, and it doesn't really play by our fairy tale rules. So, to create an accurate vision board for the next year, maybe we need to double check our process. So, what is the source of your vision? Is it your desires, your social media, your insecurities? What exactly is the genesis for all of those desires that create your dream life? Y'all, I'm learning how not to just want what I want just because I want it. I not only want what God wants for me, but I want it how He wants to give it. I'm learning that desires not wrapped in God's timing are Trojan horses. Like ticking time bombs, they will make a mess of my life and have. So my motto now is, if it doesn't come through God's hands, I don't want it. For many of us, the vision of our lives is from God, but we don't believe that He's the pathway. You know, the root, at least what I believe, the root of every desire is actually from God, but where we go wrong is we don't trust that God has the strategy to get us there. So here's my question. Do you believe that you're capable of building the life of your dreams? If it's all up to you and it's all on your hard work and what you can create, can you build a life that has everything you want and need? That's what this is all about. And that's what it comes down to. If you can make it happen yourself, then you don't need God. You know, this year, I realized that I had spent 33 years trying to build the life I wanted. And I had to face the fact that I couldn't. I didn't know how. And something was always missing. And I couldn't make my life match the vision in my head. So I gave up. God has given each of us a vision for our lives that we can't obtain without Him. So the question is, how bad do you want the vision? And what are you willing to do to get it? So I'll tell you one thing. What you have to be willing to do is submit the how. The first step of submitting our life to Christ is submitting the how. We must treat God like He is the only answer and our only option by asking Him what to do every step of the way. You know, it's so simple to say, but so tough to live out. Well, not tough, just a challenge. But here's my rule of thumb. I've noticed that the areas I forget to ask God's input on are usually the areas I haven't fully submitted. So start there. For many of us, submitting seems like such a scary thing to do, but identify what exactly scares you. Is it being out of control? Are you scared that you'll be forced to do something you don't want to do? Do you think you'll turn into some weirdo super Christian that doesn't know how to have fun anymore? What is the nightmare that you think you'll have to live out? And be honest with yourself. And then think, would God give you a vision for your life that you love and then force you to live a nightmare? Would He? What our fears don't factor in is our transformation. Just like the growth is an evolution, our fears are a moving target too. And as we heal, they change. So the things you fear now, they won't last. It is quite possible that the version of you meant to live out God's vision will love everything God has in store for you. But is it worth it to you to find out? That's the main question I want to focus on in this final part of the vision test. What is it worth to you? You know, at this point in life, I no longer care to ask myself what I want. All that matters is, what am I willing to work for? That shows me what I truly desire. My effort is currency. What I give it to shows me what has my heart and what I really believe is mine. The truth we can't escape is we will have what we're willing to seek and pursue. We are unworthy of anything we are unwilling to work for. And please don't confuse work and hustle. See, work is a consistent and intentional effort in a strategic direction. The work of our hands is intended to be divine because our focus on it is God-ordained. When it's not, we hustle and we haphazardly waste our effort because we move in directions we found but weren't focused in. Hustling is a choice, and we only choose it when we have rejected the work God offered. It's our way of low-key doing something, but not the work that God required. Whew, now I have to take a moment because that hit me. I am guilty of that, so don't feel pressured if you are too. But I have a few questions for you. Did you complete the work God had for you this year? Or did you hustle away your time? And are you satisfied with the results? Also, are there any areas that God has counted you worthy, but your laziness and unwillingness to work has disqualified you? What were you meant to have or experience that you said you wanted, but your inaction shows that you decided it wasn't really worth the trouble? I can measure my work versus hustle ratio when I look at my peace and fulfillment. See, what I feel there, that's what shows me the results that I look at that matter. I rest better when I have worked, and I have trouble turning my mind off when I'm hustling. So let that be a tip for you to decide and determine when you're really hustling and when you're actually working. So to all of my hustlers out there, I want to encourage you to get off the hamster's wheel. Activity and productivity, they are not the same thing. There is work for you to do that will move you forward to where you need and deep down want to be, but you've got to be willing to do the work. Not the work you want to do, but the work God has for you to do right now. So if you trust Him, you will find that the work that He has for you to do, it will get you to everything you want and more. You don't see everything connected to it, but just because the strings attached aren't visible to you, it doesn't mean that they're not there. Be determined that you're going to get to work and that you won't stop until you have everything that God meant for you to have. Remember, maximum effort, it yields maximum reward. So for me, it all comes down to this. Do you want to change or transform? Do you want to take a step forward or a leap? Next year is not so much about a wish list of things we want to experience. It's about how we'll change our lives today to make our transformation possible. So I encourage you to leave your vision open-ended and ask God, what is the vision that He has for your life? And then be honest with yourself and see if you are ready to live out that vision. Remember, you have to be willing to reorder your life if necessary around the vision that God has given you. And you have to be willing to put in the work to experience all that God has for you. You know, I pray for you that God heals your vision this year, that you will see yourself clearly and He will show you the root of who you've become and who you're meant to become and everything that may be stopping you from really becoming and really latching onto the vision He has for you. I want deliverance for you in revelation and demonstration. I want healing in your mind and your habits. The life that you want is not that far away, but it's on the other side of your surrender. And however long it takes for you to cross that chasm, it's up to you. I pray you have a real relationship with God and that He shows you all that He has in store for you and that the vision He has for you overwhelms you and that you fall in love with it and that you are willing to do the work to experience it. I cannot wait to see how your life will transform this year. Well, next year. So let me know how it's going by commenting on any of these episodes or any of the Clarcy Blog social media pages. You can also send me a message or leave me a comment at clarcyblog.com or on the clarcyblog.com blog post for this episode. I cannot wait to continue this conversation with you. You have a wonderful year ahead of you. So, talk soon.